Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Sex and the Single Girl. We are on season 2, episode 11 already. Episode 11 already. There's only 16 episodes this time. The first season I gave y'all an extra 10, but this time, baby, listen, because my schedule and my and the demands on my career have just been going in so many different directions, I couldn't give you the extra 10. I got a whole nother book to finish, but that's a whole nother story. And I give you that information during the church announcements. But anywho, so it is season 2, episode 11. Kitty whipped. Meow, meow, meow. If you remember, Boo Boo Kitty might be getting taken out of the cookie jar. She has her date with Phoenix McIntosh, Jaylana and Boo Boo Kitty, that is. Remember, you were introduced to the Brotherhood last week with those pesky sex toys. So if you didn't hear last week's episode, you gotta tune in because the sex toys were off the chains, baby. And they actually formed a Brotherhood. But you gotta tune in to hear what that Brotherhood is about, because I don't give away those trade secrets. You dig? But anywho, let's get into the church announcements. Okay, let's see here. Book 2, y'all. Book 2 is taking a direction of its own. Y'all listen. So book 2, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is in the workshop. I am working on chapter 2. I'm actually finishing up chapter 2 right now in the second book. This is the sequel to the first, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. So if you have not gotten a copy of that book, you need to get it. But the good thing is, you know, some people say, oh, you know, I know print is dead and set da 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 da. Print, first of all, print ain't dead, because some people like to have the tangible book. But if you're feeling that way, baby, listen, that book is on audio and it is on fire. It's on fire. It is on fire. It is on fire. It is on fire. So you have no excuse. If you want to get listen to some erotica and a really good story, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby is now on book and audiobook form, and it's read by none other than E. Kane, Erica Kane, E. Kane, who has just happened to read and narrate over 60 best-selling African-American books. So that's telling you where my book is going, baby. Listen, listen, and listen. Okay, okay, okay. November the 6th, no more details yet, but November the 6th will be in Atlanta, Georgia. The ATL, we are coming for you. Jaylana Stivette is presenting a night of erotica with all erotic costumes. And I'll be giving you more deets as the deets unfold. So you want to follow me on all of my social media platforms, baby. On Instagram at Jaylana _Stivette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stivette, the author. and my personal page, Jaylana Stevette, baby. You can also visit my website at www.jaylanastevette.com for all of my updates and upcoming events. In the meantime, in between time, while I'm writing this second book and you're enjoying this podcast, if you haven't enjoyed the first season, you want to catch up on season one because it all builds. It's like a series, baby. It's kind of like, well, I'm not going to even get into that right now. But anywho, if you're done with the series and you've read the book, you've listened to the audio, and you're waiting on the next book and audio, what do you do? Well, every Wednesday, I just happen to have a show on Facebook Live where Jaylana is setting it off and having fun and giving you pure adulterated entertainment every Wednesday at 9:45 p.m. And we get it cracking, baby. So just yesterday, we had a very special guest, and it was called the Brownquisha Jenkins Takeover. So I had Brownquisha Jenkins in the house, and Brownquisha talked to the ladies about how to get and keep your man. You know, and it was very interactive because we even had some guests, some people that were watching the live who just wanted to join in, and they had some questions for Brownquisha. It was a really good time. So join Jaylana every Wednesday, Facebook Live at 9:45 p.m. for some fun, some laughs, some sex, some erotica, and a whole lot of other shit. But anywho, these have been your church announcements. And now it's time to get right into it, right? So after an announcement from our sponsor, without further ado, season 2, episode 11, Kitty Whipped. Meow. There's a knock at my door. I text Phoenix to let him know that I'm coming down. I put Peter and Buster in the top of the drawer of my dresser. I take one look at myself one more time in the mirror. I looked amazing, and Boo Boo Kitty agreed. I fixed my hair, grabbed my heels, and headed to the door to meet Phoenix. Phoenix greeted me with a big smile and a bouquet of flowers. So, did you pick those up at the grocery store on your way here?
If I did, they were the prettiest in the bunch, and I had to get them. Kinda like you.
I smiled. Phoenix bent down and planted a slow but passionate kiss on my lips. It felt good. Phoenix touched the small of my back and looked at me straight in the eye like he was on a mission and said,
"Our reservation is in 35 minutes. Let's go to dinner so I can eat my dessert later."
I smiled again as I led the way out of my luxurious condo. Phoenix led me to his newly purchased Lexus GSF, damn near brand new. Something he said he picked up for himself as a gift for him and his boys. He decided to give his old vehicle to his oldest son, Junior, which also happened to be a Lexus. I guess he had it going on a bit. I was impressed. Good choice so far, Boo Boo Kitty, I thought. Once in the car,
Phoenix blazed some OG Kush, which I was more than happy to partake in. We then engaged in small talk, where I got to know more about him. I could tell that Phoenix was pretty laid back and chill, but he was also a very well-educated man as well. This man knew the real estate game like no one I knew before. Well, perhaps that wasn't saying much, but in some ways, I felt intimidated. I mean, I am an up-and-coming writer. Sure, me and my girlfriends have nice things, but not to the degree of the men I have been meeting lately. They were in a different playing field financially. I thought about what I was driving as of late. An older Honda Accord. Although Hondas are good vehicles, they didn't scream luxury. But I was a starving artist recently, and the way I was driving clearly showed that. I got a little embarrassed for a moment about what I had been through. And then I decided in the very near future. First of all, let me back up for a second. Yeah, I did. I got embarrassed because before I met him, I was driving a Honda Accord and, you know, things were just crazy and in chaos. But then I remember, wait a minute, I just had a whole level up. I just bought a brand new Mercedes. Oh, gosh. My thoughts were interrupted by Phoenix.
So tell me, Jaylana, where have you traveled here and abroad?
Well, I've been to Europe a few times. Jamaica, Mexico, Bahamas, I think Canada too.
Europe. Nice. So where did your travels take you while you were there?
I visited France and I visited Spain too.
Those are both very beautiful places. So you've never been to Italy, huh?
Nope. I haven't had the opportunity yet. Maybe the book will hit the bestsellers list and I'll have a chance to do a book tour there. Now that would be pretty dope.
It's a very beautiful place. I would love for you to see it.
Well, I guess I better make sure my passport is in order.
It's always good to stay passport ready.
I thought about Phoenix's statement. The truth was, I had let my passport expire and I needed to get another one. It wasn't like I had the opportunity to travel the world in the last few years. I was a starving artist as of late, remember? My books were just getting exposure, and steady income has recently been coming in on a consistent basis. Maybe I was being too hard on myself. My thoughts were interrupted by the realization that we had gotten to the restaurant. Once we sat at the table, Phoenix ordered a bottle of wine. I looked around the restaurant that stood about 100 feet above the city. What was special about the Skyline Royale is that each seat in the restaurant offered a panoramic view of our great city. And everyone knows that a Midwest sunset is a beautiful thing amidst the city's lights and silhouette. We sipped wine and had conversation while we waited on our food to arrive. Phoenix asked me genuine questions about my life as a writer and blogger, and even asked where he could support what I was doing. He also asked if any of my friends were in the market for a house. Then he asked me the penetrating question that I didn't want to answer yet. What happened in my last serious relationship? Okay, so let me take a pause here. This was not the route that I wanted to go tonight. Do I tell this guy that my last serious relationship was with a fuckboy? Oh, hell no.
What would he think? And tonight was about taking the cookie out of the cookie jar, not about a serious conversation. The fuck? I looked down at Boo Boo Kitty and I said to her, I said, "Bitch, you wanted to do the talking. Well, send me a lifeline. Hello? Hello?" Phoenix then says, "Jelana, hello?" I take a sip of my wine. I smile and say, "Baby, that's such a loaded question. Tonight, let's just keep it light." He smiles and I tell him how amazing his smile is, how it brightens up the room. Then he smiles at me again. And just like that, I was able to distract him from the fuckboy elephant in the room. We spent the rest of our time at the restaurant, eating, making small talk, and flirting with one another. Phoenix was actually a fun date. I didn't want to admit it, but Boo Boo Kitty may have made a good choice in selecting Phoenix. I had to remind myself to reward her later. I felt a tingle from down below. It was a good feeling, and I knew it was Boo Boo Kitty. She was definitely smiling in anticipation of what was next. Phoenix and I decided to skip dessert and head back to my place. On the car ride home, he turned on some R&B and fired up another blunt. He was definitely in the mood. I inhaled and exhaled as I listened to soulful sounds that came out of the speakers. I became extremely relaxed. The weed was obviously doing its job, I thought, as I laid back and enjoyed the ride. Phoenix and I decided to skip dessert and head back to my place. On the car ride home, he turned on some R&B and fired up another blunt. He was definitely setting the mood. I inhaled and exhaled as I listened to the soulful sounds that came out of the speakers. I became extremely relaxed. The weed obviously was doing its job, I thought, as I laid back and enjoyed the ride. Once we got back to my place, it was on. I opened the door to my condo. As soon as we entered, Phoenix grabbed me from behind and planted kisses all over my neck. My body began to tingle. He pulled me in by my waist and continued to shower my neck with kisses. That tingling heightened. Phoenix licked my neck and sucked on my ear. I was loving this so far. I moved my body from side to side. I strategically maneuvered my ass in placement with his manhood. I could feel him getting erect. Phoenix's hands traveled my body. He massaged my back, and it felt so good. As a matter of fact, I felt no tension.
This man gave me something to think about. As he continued to massage my back, neck, and shoulders, my resistance to him lowered. Phoenix spun me around, grabbed my face with both of his hands, and kissed me passionately. I reciprocated. His tongue danced in my mouth, and mine played in his. He was an amazing kisser, and since that was one of my favorite sports, we did that for a while. Phoenix pro ball player Frame picked me up, and I wrapped my legs around his waist. He led me to the couch and sat me right on top of him. I grinded my body into his, and Boo Boo Kitty got wet as she felt his Johnson pulsate. It was like they were communicating. He, his Johnson, wanted her just as much as Boo Boo Kitty wanted him. My kitty flickered against his pulsating shaft. The feeling was all so intense. Our bodies continued to grind into one another. Phoenix massaged my twins. They got excited at his touch, and Boo Boo Kitty was on the edge of letting go. Phoenix reached in for another kiss. The intensity of the moment was all too much for me, and I wanted to explode. Phoenix felt my intensity and laid me down on the sofa. Phoenix reached into my inner thighs, massaged my kitty for just a little bit, pulled my thong to the side. As promised, Phoenix began to have his dessert. Phoenix opened my lips wide, looked up at me, and smiled. He took his tongue and allowed it to dance freely with my clitoris. He licked and licked until she began to swell. As Phoenix licked on Boo Boo Kitty, I moved my hips back and forth in agreement with the pleasure that he was giving me. Kitty throbbed. I picked up the speed. His tongue matched my speed. Phoenix moved his head from side to side and licked and sucked. I couldn't take it anymore. And Kitty exploded. Phoenix stood before me. I lifted my body to meet him at his waist. I unbuckled his belt, massaged his shaft. Phoenix sighed. He was already erect. I let his pants fall to the floor and pulled his manhood out of his boxers. Phoenix was a large man, but I definitely loved a challenge. I licked his shaft like a lollipop, licked the tip and moved my tongue up and down his whole penis. He said, "Fuck." I licked some more. My mouth explored his massiveness as my hands explored his testicles. I massaged his boys as my mouth mounted his shaft. I made it wet for him. His legs began to buckle. I blew and sucked and massaged. Phoenix grabbed my head and begged me to fuck my mouth. I made it wetter and blew harder. Phoenix stroked my mouth with his Johnson. I blew and sucked and spit, made it real nasty for him. Phoenix continued to fuck my mouth, and I massaged his balls as he stroked. Phoenix stroked and stroked and stroked and stroked until I choked.
Phoenix then turned me over and entered me from behind. Miss Kitty was already wet from the pleasure that I was giving my lover. I arched my back and felt his magic. Phoenix was like butterflies, roses, unicorns, and chocolate and anything else good, baby, that I could imagine. Every stroke took me to a place of pleasure that was higher, oh, higher than the first. Phoenix dug into my walls, deep and slow. I felt the intensity with every stroke, I swear. He dug deep. Damn, butterflies. Ooh, the next stroke, he went deeper. Ooh, and slower. Yes, I felt chocolate. Then he pounded intensely, faster and faster. He said, oh God, I'm about to come. He continued to pound faster and faster, harder and harder. Unicorn after unicorn began to feel my insides harder. More unicorns, faster. More butterflies, harder, harder. Unicorns, unicorns. Until, I exploded. Then Phoenix came hard and fast. And just like that, Boo Boo Kitty had been kitty whipped. Phoenix and I rested together for about 10 minutes as he massaged my back, my neck, and my body. We then proceeded to round two, which was just as intense as the first. Man, oh man, this guy was incredible. In bed and out. After our hot ass sex session, I walked Phoenix to the door and gave him one long last kiss. Good night. Kitty said, meow, meow, ooh, meow. Jay, that was fantastic. Why, yes, Kitty. It actually was. Oh, we feel so much better, don't we, Jay? Ooh, ooh, I feel like I got my mojo back. I'm such an incredible badge. Infamous, even. Ooh, Boo Boo Kitty, the sexy vajay, Jay. That was incredible, Kitty. Ooh, girl. Boo Boo Kitty, I don't know about you, but I am exhausted. Ooh, me too, Jay, but in a good way. Let's go to bed. We both deserve it. And you know what, Jay? Tonight, you don't even have to hold me, Jay. I agree, Kitty. I agree. And just like that, Boo Boo Kitty and I tucked ourselves in for a good night's rest.